The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
The debate post 24 hours, and I missed the last third of it, or a little bit more than that, last night. But as I look at the results today, yes, Donald won most all the polls. I guess there were two that were clearly leaning toward the Clintons and always have been, who gave her the edge. But there's one thing that really struck me later today, and that's that Donald Trump likes to read the story, the parable of the snake. Remember that? I've played it and run it a couple times. And he needs to take that very seriously. He was very lucky, in my view, to have gotten out of that last night with a victory. Or as, I guess I could say, as to have done as well as he did. He did not unload on her. He held back. He gave her a pass. Maybe it's the first time he'd been in a presidential debate that did it, but he wasn't true to himself. In the first part, yeah. And then, for some reason, he allowed himself to be put on the defensive for the rest of the debate. We know now how that was done. We know now that crooked, cheating, criminal Hillary Clinton had another earbud in. She had an earpiece. She was coached the whole way. She was given everything she needed to say. That's why her answers were complete sentences as if she was just reading them. Well, in a way, she was. And if you want to look at the second story up there, I think it's the second story, they do have contact lenses now that enable an image to be projected to them, which you can read as if you're looking at a piece of paper or a teleprompter, but it's a contact lens. At the very least, she had an earbud, and whoever was on the other end was telling her precisely what to say. The moderator was a total jackass, had no business being there, clearly trying to push the Clinton bandwagon forward. He interrupted Trump over 40 times. Lester Holt, another token African-American who has no business being in that business in that capacity. Not a professional, just a shill. Anyway, we're going to talk to Terrible Tim this first hour, who was over in the UK in merry old England in Brighton by the beach, and he was watching last night, so we'll get his take. Hello, Tim. How are you?
Me, I'm very well. Thanks for your invite.
My problem is always your solution. Isn't it? Anyway, I'll have to think about that. Glad to have you on board.
Well, you've got a problem, I've got a solution, as long as you've got the money.
Oh, the money. That's right. It's always about, it's
always
money.
The money. Remember humans worship money. It's all about the money for humans. Now the billionaires have got the real problem, which is they've got all the money, but they don't live very long. So we'll be going over all of these billionaires behind a massive new Manhattan Project to make sure that the billionaires live a long, long, long time.
Right, exactly.
But anyway,
right.
Back to
how did it look to you over there? Yeah.
It looked like someone had castrated Donald Trump.
Well, that sums it up.
If it had been me, I'd have gone out and ignored the black house boy and ignored the questions, and I would have just unloaded for 19 minutes nonstop vitriol, all of the dirty linen of the Clintons, all the people they've assassinated, all the money they've taken, every single piece of nastiness, and I would have just thrown it at her nonstop, ignoring all the questions, just going total mad dog pit bull on her. And remember, the whites have got this defective Y chromosome because of this genetic bottleneck, so there's only a few variants, which makes all whites gutless cowards who follow authority. So tearing her throat out on not literally, but on television would have boosted his ratings about 15 points. The problem is he's taking advice from this new team, which are incompetent, not worth listening to. He's not one of the shills, Washington shills.
Right.
He's not going to get elected by trying to emulate Jeb Bush or Ted Cruz. He's going to get elected by going completely mad dog on the lame duck Hillary Clinton. She, of course...
like he was in the beginning, Tim.
Yeah,
he,
she, of course, is so damaged now by psychic attack that the shock of 90 minutes of being absolutely attacked in the most insanely brutal verbal way by Donald Trump would have caused her to collapse because all the drugs and all the technology they were using to keep the walking corpse going would have gone out the window. And secondly, all of the team that were getting their walking corpse to talk, whatever they were concocting behind the scenes, would have failed under the load of vitriol, all of the dirty, nasty, evil things the Clintons have done, will do, nonstop, at her, would have caused her entire biological system to crash, and she would have collapsed on stage. And as you can guess, this would have been a triumph for Donald Trump. I would have fitted in to the image of him that he's the big boss from The Apprentice, and she was just a defective apprentice who was going to be fired.
I agree.
That's my viewpoint.
Well, I agree. He was bending over, looking at her. She didn't look at him at all except to sneer and dismiss him.
He was acting the submissive.
Exactly. He shouldn't have looked at her. No.
No,
he shouldn't have. He should have stood tall.
I would have looked at her nonstop and given her the evil eye. And
he didn't do that.
Done the normal way I interact with humans, which is to torture, murder, psychically, of course, because the physical way is illegal, everyone I pass in the street. That's my normal way of addressing the savages. We live in a world of savagery. The humans are savages, and the only way you can interact with savages is total savagery, because the whites suddenly bend down and present their necks because they're all gutless cowards.
You know, one more debate like that and Donald Trump will be mortally wounded. He can't have that. He's got to go back to revert to the way he was in the beginning.
No, I don't think he will. I think his team of pseudo Republicans and his children who back the Democrats.
Well, we talked about that earlier. And what is this crap? See, I missed the last half an hour. What is this crap about giving her a pass all night and then letting her off the hook? He didn't want to talk about her rapist husband, Bill, because it might offend Chelsea, who's his daughter, Ivanka's best friend. This is nuts.
No, it's Donald Trump surrounding himself with idiots, imbeciles, and in the case of his children, Democratic supporters.
You made a very good point earlier that had he handled this differently, she would have collapsed on the stage.
You go attack dog on her.
Hold it. I got this. Listen, I have up, you can't look at it because you don't have a normal computer. I have video up, which in my view proves without question she had a mini seizure during the debate. It looks like she's actually shimmying her upper body. No, you don't shimmy in a debate. She had a mini seizure despite all the medication she was on.
Exactly, but can you imagine,
ladies and gentlemen. I want you to go look at that. It says another Clinton mini seizure during a debate, ? Go look at it. You make up your own mind. She had one, in my view.
Can you imagine if he'd pressurized her for 90 minutes, she'd have collapsed on stage. It would have been brilliant.
I totally agree with you.
He would have, as I say, won the election simply on her physical incompetence. You don't elect a walking corpse to be the president. Simple as that.
I concur 100%. There was no mention made of her complete full body seizure and dead weight collapse on 9/11, which the world saw. No mention of anything. Her health wasn't mentioned. The Clinton Foundation wasn't mentioned. Nothing was mentioned except a passing reference to the emails. What kind of bullshit is this? This is not the man who wants to lead this country. He's got to get serious.
It's not his fault. He's been given...
I know what's happening. You're right.
Tone it down. We want the
be presidential.
Voters.
Well, he wasn't presidential. He was a kind of a whining. That's not true. That's not how you do it, Donald. You got to stand up and be the man you were in the beginning. This is just a human being who is evil through and through, not a woman, no one to defer to. Gentleman chivalry doesn't get you anything in these debates. She's got to be taken apart piece by piece by piece.
Yeah, but as I say, when everyone around you is advising, it's not difficult to take their advice, especially when some of them are your children. You know, it's
well, if Ivanka said, Daddy, don't say anything that'll embarrass Chelsea. They're buddies, you see.
Yeah,
you got to remember that.
You know, it's easy for you and me, Jeff, who know all of the dirty tricks of the Rothschilds and all the evil that's been going on in the West. So for us, it's bread and butter. We understand the only way to deal with these scumbags is total savagery.
Yeah.
Because they look upon anything less than total savagery as weakness, Jeff.
Absolutely. Well, you got it. You nailed it.
And, of course, this health issue, going now to what I want to talk about, is we had this big conference in America, the Bulletproof Conference in Pasadena, where they were talking about... all of the new technologies that they can have for the billionaires to increase their lifespan and even make them immortal.
Right.
And, of course,
right.
We know that there is a massive, massive push by the billionaires to try and live as long as possible.
Oh, they want to live 150 years minimum, sure.
Minim, yeah. And we know that Zuckerberg and his wife, Priscilla Chan, have pledged $3 billion to fund medical research. Their goal is to cure, prevent, or manage all diseases by the end of the
century. Well, they're pushing senescence and how to stop it. Senescence is the aging process, the biological aging process. They want to stop
it. The science of youth rejuvenation is called gerontology. And they've got their biohub, a 0.6 billion research hub that will bring together biologists, chemists, computer scientists, and engineers to work on projects including infectious diseases. We've now got the Facebook executive has joined Bill Gates. Microsoft announced last week that it wanted to end cancer using artificial intelligence, while Google has declared war on death itself. Google's longevity spin-off company, Calico,
very important point. Run by California. The wives run life, it, by the way.
Life company. Yeah, I know. There's a massive conspiracy to keep these scumbags alive forever. Was founded in 2013 to tackle aging and age-related disease. Google has backed Ray Kurzweil's Singularity University since 2008. Yeah. This, for your listener, is downloading your personality into a computer. It's called the Singularity, and they reckoned it would happen in by 2043, but now they're speeding up because of in the new developments in quantum computing. We've got the co-founder of the university, Peter Diamandis, at the helm of Human Longevity Inc., which aims to build the world's largest database of human genotypes, then train computers to use the information to fight age-related disease. A similar project, 23andMe, which crowdsources genetic information from the public in exchange for some insight into medical prepositions, was founded by Anne Wojcicki. Sounds like a pole to me. You know I love poles. The ex-wife of Sergey Brin, Google's co-founder. Meanwhile, Bill Maris, the former president of Google Ventures, has been quoted as saying, if you ask me today, is it possible to live to be 500? The answer is yes. And by PayPal founder Peter Thiel has made no secret of his desire to live forever. You can accept it, you can deny it, or you can fight it. I prefer to fight it, he says. So you can see that all of these gigantic companies are putting loads of money into trying to extend their lifespan for the billionaires, while, of course, robots will be brought in to make you dumb schmucks out there obsolete. And basically, if you're lucky, you'll get a place in one of the workhouses to be fed and watered while you do whatever jobs that servants, and you're not even servants, useless eaters.
You'll get to clean the floors and the toilets.
Exactly. And Microsoft's Biological Computational Group is at the forefront of this research. Its scientists are developing DNA-based molecular computers. Imagine what they could do as a weapon system to normal people, which will be able to identify and destroy cancer cells. Imagine a biological computer that operates inside a living cell, one that can be used to determine if a cell is cancerous and then trigger its death, a Microsoft research video explains. Now imagine if you release these nanomachines into the useless eaters. Can you imagine that the Georgia Guidestones and their 500 million population level maximum will be easily attainable, Jeff?
Right.
Mr. Asprey is chairman of the Silicon Valley Health Institute, a not-for-profit research group. Silicon Valley has definitely been at the forefront of the biohacking movement, he says. They work long hours to develop the technology to defeat diseases and extend lifespan. And you can see that all of this work is to create a 2.0 version of themselves. Basically, they're going to rewrite their genome. We've got, are such goals achievable? Gerontologist, I explain gerontology is the science of remaining young and rejuvenating. Aubrey de Grey believes that if you have your health and a few quid in the bank by 2050, you will be within reach of immortality, as long as, of course, that the police state that is run by these few immortal elitists decides that you're a good enough servant to be allowed to live.
That's so exactly what will happen.
A police state, the likes of which the world has never seen, is just one step away.
Oh, the carrot and stick is immortality. Who's not going to come along, right?
Yeah, and of course they're using different techniques, cybernetics, genetic modification, calorie restriction, cryogenics, nanotechnology, and cloning.
Yep.
And of course one can see that... all of this technology is now being developed at a gigantic rate by all of Silicon Valley because they've fleeced the population dry, they've stolen from them, and it's inconceivable that the elite who have all the money, have all the land, all the wealth, all the art, all the cars, have their pick of women, would... have a lifespan the same as...
They're not going to give away to the peons immortal life.
Hey.
It's not going to happen. They'll reserve it for themselves. We're not going to get it. No way.
And that's why there's one man in the world that puts the fear of God up these vermin, which, of course, is Tim Riefat, who's promoting psychic warfare, which is using the bioplasm and soul fluid of humans as a weapon system, hacking into it and using it to kill the elite. So can you imagine... in the future, all of these vermin have increased their lifespan, and they all end up like, say, for example, the Duke of Westminster, who has his heart blown up by the technique that Kugina demonstrated, or is slowly vivisected by sucking out her bioplasm and injecting in poison bioplasm like Hillary Clinton, or, in fact, you've got reality control, where you remotely influence the participants so that they become public wicker men in the case of
Good
Brad
term.
Pitt.
Good term.
Because
yeah,
remember,
yeah.
Brad
hold,
Pitt.
Hold on. Here's what we're going to do. Terrible Tim and I will be right back, and we're going to start kind of a new recurring feature. We're going to call it Tabloids with Tim, or Tabloid Tim. And we're going to talk, if you've noticed the Daily Mail and so many online sites have these columns on the right side that show breasts and butts of women and talk about divorce and drinking and who's kissing who and who's transgendering who. Tim has watched this for quite some time. There's a lot of satanic ritual cult involved with all this, and he's going to bring that out. We'll talk about that in just a few minutes as we continue. Okay, welcome back. I had a video the other day. I'm going to pull it back up to about the third news block. It's entitled, Angelina Jolie Admits to Illuminati Sacrifice in Leaked Video. Somebody apparently hit a camera, this is about 10 years ago now, and videotaped a chit-chat between Angelina and two of her girl pals. Not sure who the videographer was, but it's a real video. Over 1 million views so far. And it's up there, and I'll have it up for you. You can find it in headlines right now. This was just put up on the 23rd of this month, just 4 days ago. So I want you to take a look at this. Now, what we're going to talk about now is the Brett, like we really care, but this is such a huge part of the news. As soon as a website, I should do it, but I won't, never would, puts up this trash, these columns, these square cube boxes, little stories of, pardon the pun, titillation, the website ratings go up. So that's what they're all doing. Anyway, there are nothing less than a showcase of the evil, satanic, Luciferian perversion, essentially of Hollywood and the entertainment industry. Tim, what are your views on the Angelina Jolie emasculation and dissection of Brad Pitt?
Well, for your listeners, I am one of the Illuminati who was taught all of this black magic by the MI6 magus Colin Bloy, who was the modern day Dr. D. So there's nothing I don't understand about religion and science power of Luciferianism. And of course, we know that Brad Pitt has been chosen as the Wicker Man. The Wicker Man ritual is you ritually sacrifice. In this case, we are turning the male archetype, right, who sacrificed. And in this case, it's the man that all the women in the world wanted to marry and have babies with. This was the most favorite man on the planet, to something that is derided and broken and sacrificed, not by killing, because of course that would make him a martyr like Elvis, but by using Luciferic magic to make him someone that you admonish and you look upon with vitriol and hatred and think of them as scum. And to this end, of course, Angelina Jolie, who has been into Luciferic black magic for decades, remember her one of her husbands, she's been married three times.
Billy Joe Thornton.
Thornton, yeah. No. Billy Bob Thornton, now 61 years of age. When she left him, took a blood sample, blood from Angelina, and she went to court to try and get it back because she was terrified that Billy Bob Thornton, who is a famous Luciferic black high priest in his coven, would use it to control her, make her ill, take out her soul, sign a Luciferic contract with her own blood, all of this stuff. Look it up on Google, you'll find it. And of course, we know that Brad Pitt was chosen by the Illuminati as the Wicker Man. The Wicker Man ritual is that you ritually sacrifice the archetype of male. In Kabbalah, it's called Vow. And this sacrifice then channels all the good things in life into the people, the Luciferians who did the sacrifice. So in the Wicker Man film, you burn alive Edward Woodward or Nicolas Cage in the remake, and the women in the second film, and we had Christopher Lee in the first film as the high priest, all good things come to them, money, good crops, good health, etc., etc. And
well, Tim, excuse me, this is a sacrifice not just of the masculinity of Brad Pitt, but by extension, it's a sacrifice of the masculinity of Western males.
Yeah, and of course, it's linked to the to the Western males who are personified by a guy called Donald Trump. Now, we know that Angelina left Brad Pitt, and she's got Johnny Depp's lawyer, who, of course, eviscerated Amber Heard. Amber Heard was so screwed over by this female solicitor who's brilliant, that she donated the $7 million that she gold-digged from Johnny Depp to charity, and she was told that if she continued, she would never act again, so they put the screws on her, because remember, Johnny Depp is a Luciferian and a member of the Hollywood Satanist coven with Tim Burton, Helen Bonham Carter, and we know that...
Well, don't forget about the new high priestess and her six-acre estate.
Oh, yeah, she's...
KP.
She's the personification of the female principle. And she, of course, supports Hillary Clinton. And you can see that... Angelina Jolie waited the requisite years, which is 12. She was married only 2 years, was with him 10 years previously.
Oh, interesting. 12 again. There it is.
Yeah, 10's for Kabbalah, and you got the two. 12 years in Illuminati magic is the number of all the good things. And, of course, 10 is the number of the Kabbalistic tree of life. Two, of course, is the magic two that makes things material and solid. From all the magical forces, we know, of course, that the male principle's number in Kabbalah is 6. So, if you want to drain the male dry totally, you want to have 6 children with him. And we've got 3 of the adopted children: the Cambodian, who's 15, a Somali, and a Vietnamese kid. We've got another child. A girl, I think, who was born naturally. And then we've got the twins that came afterwards, a boy and a girl. And we know that Angelina Jolie went to the FBI because Brad Pitt attacked the 15-year-old Cambodian, allegedly, the 15-year-old Cambodian on the private jet from Europe to...
she
America.
Set him up. This is an obvious setup, cheap shot, calling the FBI.
We know that the Johnny Depp solicitor normally files all of the divorce papers, all the divorce proceedings on a Friday, so it gets buried by the weekend news.
Yep, that's how you do it.
It was filed on the Monday. So he had a whole week's worth of Johnny Depp. He was on the front page of all of the tabloids, basically, for the whole week.
Wow.
And it was then proven that he was drunk, took drugs, and was violently abusive to the wonderful...
Amber Heard.
Adopted children. And
are you talking about Pitt?
Yeah, Brad Pitt.
You said Depp, all right.
Oh, sorry. So we know that Brad Pitt, according to the tabloids, was aggressive and tried to keep the adopted children in line. And, of course, the Cambodian tried to protect his mother. We've then got that Angelina Jolie has these women that have taken over the entire... marriage.
Yeah.
We've got some woman from the former Yugoslavia. I think she's a Muslim who's been made, I think, a baroness or something. And we've also got an English woman. Both of these are close confidants of William Hague, who was the leader of the Tory party, and now is, as I say, just part of the Tory party over here. And, of course, the singer, Gwen Stefani, aged 46, who's had another divorce and basically has just turned into a man-hater. And we know, of course, that Jolie is the UN representative for...
She's Illuminati, globalist Illuminati all the way.
Yeah, and slavery against women. So you can see, of course, that her position in the Illuminati pantheon is basically the... Huntress Diana, that was an Amazon, And fought for the Illuminati, basically the female warrior. And these Amazons, of course, ritually cut off one of their breasts in order to be able to fire their arrows. So you can see that the breast removal of Angelina Jolie fits into the Illuminati magic.
Exactly. Interesting.
Of turning Angelina into the mythical Diana Huntress, who will fight for the Illuminati and use the power of Diana to further their agenda. And of course, the ritual slaughter, sacrifice of Brad Pitt was done just before the debate, in order to sacrifice the male principle, weaken it, and subjugate it to the feminine principle.
Oh, what an interesting connection you made.
So that Donald Trump, in the debate, would then be hammered by luciferic magic to automatically, against his will, defer to the high priestess of Satan. Remember, Hillary Clinton has been involved in all of the satanic ritual sacrifice in the L.A. coven. So you can see that it was no coincidence that the Brad Pitt Wicker Man ritual carried out by the Satanist Jolie was done the week prior to the big debate between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, because it was used as a luciferic ritual to control Donald Trump and make him be remotely influenced.
They neutered him. It's very interesting with the rituals.
Yeah, so you can see that
that's why he couldn't go after a female presence.
Yes. Because, of course, Brad Pitt, being the archetype of males, would then weaken all the other Western males. And, of course, it's had the blowback effect that we've had Rooney, the most famous famous British footballer, publicly humiliated by being dropped from first place in Manchester United. We've had Sam Allardyce, the England manager. Remember, football is the religion of the West now, being dropped from England manager today. And, of course, we've got Johnny Depp, who is into Satanism, ganging up with Angelina Jolie, becoming chummy.
Now that's what I told you earlier. The word I had is that she's quite a manipulator, as you know. She is going to Depp for consolation and commiseration. That's the word.
No. You don't understand that all of the Luciferians in Hollywood, and also in politics, that's Hillary Clinton, and in music, that's KP, and Madonna, and Rihanna, and JC, and it goes on, Kanye West, I can read you out, Lady Gaga, all of these participate in luciferic rituals. Some of them do the hardcore stuff, like Angelina, and of course, Hillary. You know, the actual ritual sacrifice stuff. And Johnny Depp.
Tell our listeners about Hillary's alleged background flying to L.A. before she was Secretary of State on a monthly basis to participate in the Hollywood Luciferian cult.
Exactly. And down there, of course, they were raping girls and then using strap-ons on them and cattle prods up their anus, and also sacrificing them. Kathy O'Brien's mentions Hillary Clinton having the Baphomet inscribed on her pubes. And, of course, we know that Diana the Amazons were lesbian, and of course we know Hillary Clinton is at the very least bisexual with her life partner Uma, so that of course fits in to the Angelina Jolie, who of course is inculcating the Diana archetype, who of course is an Amazon and a lesbian, and that's why of course she's got a gang of women, these Gwen Stefani, this Bosnian and this English woman who basically live with her, mm-hmm. not Gwen Stefani, but the other two, and have taken over the entire life of the couple, and they drove Brad Pitt so mad that he went to his estate in France and was there with all his chummies getting rabidly drunk, and then they sacked all of his staff who had been with him for decades, all the bodyguards, all the other people, all sacked because there's a new broom, and of course she is cutting down now on her film career and is now moving into politics, which was driving Depp mad, and it looks like she's going to become a major political figure. Yeah, sorry, Pitt. It looks like Brad Pitt was...
So Angelina Jolie is destined to move into the international globalist geopolitical realm. That's her next starring role.
Exactly.
Okay.
She's and as you can see, doing the Wicker Man ritual on the archetype of males, because remember, all females on the planet had Brad Pitt as their number one man for many, you know, many years. So you can see, of course, the immense amount of energy released when you drop this godling. Remember, they use pharaonic magic from Egypt. Is dropped from the highest worship down to someone who beats little children and is abusive to
children.
Allegedly. But according to the tabloids, it's...
they never lie.
Exactly. And you can see, of course, the immense amount of energy, which, of course, if it's channeled before the debate by people who know what they're doing, could be used to influence the mind and soul of Donald Trump.
Seemed it certainly took the edge off the chap, didn't it?
It certainly did. And can you imagine the amount of global attention that that story was getting, the number of people who were concentrating on it?
Yep.
And this is the way the Illuminati work. This is the way the technology works. And as you can see, it's quite effective because Donald Trump was simply a castrato. He simply had lost all of his masculinity and simply was a eunuch fending off Hillary Clinton as a man baby.
Keep in mind that this is a temporary situation and can be reversed. Just remember that. That's not a permanent thing. It's the spectacle we watched last night. Now, on issues, Trump absolutely blew Hillary away, but no one was watching that. They were watching him on the defensive all the time, the defensive.
Yes.
And then when the door, she gave him about, she, you ever heard of the expression, a boxer leading with his chin? She was leading, she gave him four or five knockout opportunities, and he didn't take them.
He wouldn't do because of the ritual. And remember that humans are controlled by the limbic system, that they make all their decisions on emotion, and then they rationalize why they made it with the cortex, so that the election won't be made on a rational basis. It will be made on an emotional basis. And remember, the magic of the Illuminati works on the unconscious, collective unconscious, and the subconscious, which are the things that control, fire, and manipulate the limbic system. And the limbic system, of course, is triggered by the reptilian brain, which all of these rituals link into. Now, can you see the significance to the group mind of the Americans that the big male archetype, Johnny Depp, Brad Pitt, remember Johnny Depp was also done in as well.
Yes, he was. Amber Heard did him in. I saw her with that... who the hell? James Franco. She was engaged to Johnny Depp. I saw a picture of her on the arm of James Franco early in the morning. They had just gotten up, the caption said, And I said, the woman's a whore. So she
and
was.
She's also a bisexual.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. There's no limits to any of these people.
I think she was going around with and is sleeping with.
He made the mistake of actually
one of the women from the
falling
suicide
for
squad.
It. Yeah, he fell for it.
But you can see, of course, that the ritual of Wicker Manning, the male archetype, when Donald Trump is trying to personify the male archetype, will actually damage the male archetype and therefore damage Donald Trump. And, of course, if you have enough people concentrating on it, and remember from quantum mechanics, the observer collapses the quantum wave function, the Copenhagen interpretation, then of course you can alter reality. All of this stuff is the bread and butter of Illuminati like myself, but of course the man in the street doesn't realize that A-listers and all of the shenanigans that go on, Madonna with all her luciferic rituals on stage, when she fell off, of course, showed that there was a new sheriff in town, Tim Reefer. But all of these rituals done by A-listers are generating energy, generating power, which the Illuminati have been using to influence reality by collapsing the quantum wave function and influencing the minds and, of course, souls. Because imagine we see that Brad Pitt now has gone into a meltdown, that he's basically pining after Angelina, wants her back, and is a broken man, according to his friends. So you can see, of course, that not only has Angelina sacrificed him, but even worse, he is desperately unhappy.
Is that what you're hearing? That he desperately wants her back?
Yeah.
See, she
yeah.
got in, she completely, she took him over. She owned him. She completely trapped him, got him.
Yeah, and that's the problem about
made
females.
Made him dependent on her, the whole thing.
That's the problem about females, because, of course, once they get their hooks into you, you are well and truly screwed, and I can speak from experience. So, as I say, one knows that Johnny Depp has not only had his archetype damaged, but his soul has been fully processed by Angelina Jolie.
You mean
Jolie,
Brad
and then
Pitt.
Shut out. Sorry.
All right.
Brad Pitt's. But remember, I'm getting them mixed up, because remember, we had Johnny Depp first, who was
It's easy to mix up Depp and Pitt. Don't worry about it. We understand. We got it. Hey, let me do one thing here. I want all of you to be sure to go to Rents and look for the third, I think it's the third story down there. Did Hillary Clinton have a mini seizure in the debate? I want you, there's a 10-second video. Or the headline says, was she shimmying? Now, why would Hillary Clinton shake her shoulders and her upper body in a shimmy? No, this was a mini seizure. I'll play it for you. I'll play it for you. And she says, well, and when she says, well, she starts to shimmy her shoulders, her upper body. She shakes. Then her eyes go into a freeze. She is, in fact, frozen. And she fights her way through it with the chemicals. She was so hyped up on chemicals last night.
No, Jeff. No, remember the ritual sacrifice of Brad Pitt after 12 years is sucking out massive amounts of bioplasm and soul fluid from the males and feeding it to the females.
Okay, well, at any rate, let me play this real quick.
She's actually used the Brad Pitt ritual to try and repair the damage that was done to her by me and Russians and Chinese.
All right.
That's why we had a partial recovery, and when she was being attacked during the
debate
meeting by me and various other people, she was using the energy she got from
this was a clearly a mini seizure. I'll play it for you. You got to go look at it, folks. Here we go. I'll play it. It's 10 seconds.
Secretary Clinton.
Woo! Okay.
Now, at that point, she's got that stupid, crap-eating grin on her face, and she's shimmying her shoulders. She doesn't know where she is. Shimmy, shimmy.
Let's talk about two important issues that
completely broke her routine. That was a mini seizure. in my humble non-medical view. I've watched enough of them. You'll see it. Make up your own mind, but take a look.
But you can see how much is riding on Hillary Clinton becoming president, because the Brad Pitt Wicker Man ritual was a gigantic ritual to try and restore Hillary and try and undo the immense amount of damage that I've done to her and various other governmental groups.
There have been people doing psychic damage. Tim is one of them. Trying to debilitate her, no question. We got to run. We're running very late. A new feature, Tabloid Tim analyzes the news of celebrity. Interesting. Talk to you next time. This is, I think, very interesting.
I think most news sites will find these inner workings of the celebrities really interesting. They'll steal from you, Jeff, but I don't think anyone will say it's come from the Jeff Rent source.
Probably not. They never do. Maybe we'll do a once a month Tabloid Tim show. We'll see. All right. Take care. See you, Tim. And we'll be right back with hour number two and Joel Skousen coming up next.